Sometimes customers are surprised when they notice one corner of the St. Francis Animal Sanctuary thrift store is screened off. It holds 20 or so cats, lounging, playing, and doing their thing. Jessica St. Pierre likes to bring her children, Adam and Emma, to play with them. They only have dogs at home.
Hi, kids.
Hello. Ooh, what's that cat?
A cat.
Kitty.
That kitty licks.
She licks?
That one jumps high.
Yeah, that one jumps high.
Ooh, look how pretty.
Another cat right there.
An orange cat.
He looks very big.
Yeah, he's very big.
Volunteer Barbara Crozier holds a sleepy black cat on her lap near the entry to the cat haven. She explains that while their goal is to find good homes for the cats, they're highly selective.
When somebody comes in, we'll talk to them and we'll greet them right away, but what we don't do is try to get them to take a cat, because that's not what it's all about. There's many people that come in and they just visit, and they're here often. They know the cats' names, and we know their names, and they just come to visit the cats.
What it is all about is happy cats. Sybil Eckert helped start the shop with her husband 5 years ago. The thrift store raises money for the St. Francis Animal Sanctuary in Tylertown, and the cats all come from there. She says a lot of people just come to hang out.
I think this is totally unusual. We always joke that in Japan, we ought to open a thing like in Japan where you have a little coffee shop and you charge them to come in.
Sandy Grabner always wanted to be a veterinary technician, and now that she's not working, she's able to volunteer. She holds a little black and white cat with one eye and a paw infection, petting him and comforting him while he heals.
I think animals know, not just cats, but, you know, if something's wrong or if you're having a bad day, and they can respond to that. I think they're responsive to that. We've had a couple deaths in my family, and I come here and they kiss me and lick on me, and I get to rub on them and take care of them. And it helps me. I love it.
They've adopted out about 430 cats since the shop started. It's a lot of work for Eckert and her husband. Many of the cats are special needs and require extra care. Several are blind and disabled. Plus, there's the laundry, washing the bedding, feeding, cleaning, playing, and cuddling. But she says there's something kind of magical about it.
It is a 7-day-a-week job, and it is a lot of physical labor. We love it. It's just being around the animals, although it's hard work at times. But just being around them, it's like working in a state of grace all the time. You know, whatever you want is in this room. People come in here to relax and enjoy themselves. My volunteers, no matter what's happening outside, they come in here, they love it. They don't get paid either, and they are here consistently. You never have to worry about the room being empty.
Eckert says they're very careful about matching the cats with the right owners, so they have to know each cat's personality.
This is Lily. This cat can only go to an older person or a handicapped person. This cat would make somebody so happy. All she wants is how she sits at my feet until I pick her up. She'll sit at your feet until you put her on your lap, and she will be held all day and be happy. So Lily was actually deserted, abandoned in a strip mall, and she's so sweet.
She and the volunteers love to pick out nice blankets and towels from the thrift store to make cozy beds for the cats and bring in little toys for them to get excited about.
We call it kitty heaven. And the reason we call it kitty heaven is because the cats love it so much because they're so spoiled and everything, you know?
But she and others also kept calling it their cat therapy, and they may be onto something. For WWNO, I'm Tegan Wendland.